We find ourselves in the pulsating heart of the exhibition, about halfway through, and we encounter the section dedicated to Milan. Perhaps this is the section that features the most unpublished works, with many more images dedicated to the city of Milan that have never been shown before. The formats change, becoming slightly smaller, and these are all vintage prints preserved in Ugo Mulas's archive. In this section, it is important to note the quality of the prints. It is vital to see the contrasts that Mulas loved. There is a prevailing focus on what was one of Milan's cultural hubs, namely the Bar Giamaica. This same bar is mentioned by Luciano Bianciardi in La Vita Agra. Here, Piero Manzoni, Mario Dondero, painters, writers, and poets gathered, and surely Ugo Mulas was one of the protagonists of that scene. They would meet, exchange books, and bring magazines. It was truly an open-air cultural center where people had a lot of fun. It was the haunt of the Milanese bohème. And here, Ugo Mulas meets Mario Dondero, a magical and chance encounter. Mario, already a professional photographer, lends his camera to Ugo Mulas and is the one who provides the first technical insights and more to our Ugo Mulas, who thus begins an incredible career. But preceding the Bar Giamaica, there are many photographs in a neorealist style. After all, that was the prevailing style of that period, capturing the face of the city that is now completely transformed.